When I grew up in the 70s, my mom had a book on her shelf whose title would intrigue any kid, The Female Eunuch by Australian feminist Germaine Greer. The book's basic message, that the suburban housewife, the Carol Brady stereotype, the nuclear family, it all renders women sexually impotent. It basically turns women into eunuchs. Germaine Greer has defended and also wrestled with that theory for a long time, but a little more than a decade ago, she began wrestling with something more tangible. A piece of land in Queensland, Australia, that she'd fallen in love with.
I've sat down on a rock and I began to listen to the forest to see how much life it had left in it, the bits of tattered forest that were still there. And this bird came out of the forest, this regent bower bird, and it danced for me, and it danced all around me, and the whole time it kept looking out of its yellow eye, right in my face, as if to say, what are you going to do about this? Are you going to help us guys or what?
Wow.
And in the end, when I got up from that rock, the property was sold.
Sold to Germaine Greer, that is. She plunked down most of her savings to buy the property, 150 acres of depleted rainforest on the east coast of Australia. It had been reduced to scrubland after decades of logging, quarrying, and misguided attempts to grow European fruits and plants. Greer wondered if it could be restored. Her new book about the effort is called White Beach, The Rainforest Years. She says just getting to her patch of land is a bit of a trek.
If you go inland, you keep climbing and climbing until you come to the ring dikes of this very... I think it's supposed to be the largest intact caldera left in the world. And it was where a huge shield volcano blew its head off millennia ago. And gradually, these rich basalt volcanic soils have weathered down to a fairly spectacular crater that I think is like the socket of a tooth. You know, when you have your tooth out, you've got this kind of bony socket. Well, it's a bit like that. And this is a subtropical rainforest, Gondwanan forest. Gondwanan forest is typical of the vegetation that covered most of the world at the time of the breakup of the great continents Laurasia and Gondwana.
This rainforest on the east coast of Australia was depleted. What did you do to it? And what was your vision when you
saw it? I haven't finished yet. hang on. It takes 800 years to restore a rainforest. So I'm currently studying how not to die so I can keep the whole show on the road.
Well, good luck with that.
Actually, I'm not sure that I want to live to be 800 years old, which is how long it takes to do a forest.
So if I get this right, your vision, Germaine Greer, was to buy a piece of this messed up environment and bring it back into its original state, which is only a few years old now. That doesn't happen that quickly. Why did you do this? I imagine you had people telling you, don't invest $500,000 in this land. Why do this? Why was it so important to you?
I've travelled a lot in Australia, and I've travelled quite a bit in the rest of the world. And everywhere I go, I see disaster. And you get so worn down by it that it breaks your heart. And you think, we can't go on like this. It just hurts. And you just start to think, give me something, just a little thing that I can fix. Show me that there's a way back out of this.
I need to ask you this. Did you need, do you think, to see some concrete result of activism? Like, maybe were the results of the fight for women's equality maybe too nuanced for you to kind of feel satisfied with?
Oh, for me, it's quite a different thing. I'm not an equality feminist. I don't understand the concept. I think it's bankrupt. I'm a liberation feminist. And for me...
What does that mean?
Well, it means that you actually develop whole new ways of living, that you don't make war, especially now that we make war on civilian populations, that you actually think in terms of building structures by cooperation, which is how they got built in the first place.
Would you say there is a connection, though, between your environmental work and your activism in years past?
Sure.
What is that connection?
I was always a talker rather than a doer, but now I'm a doer. And I get very cross. I mean, we've had all kinds of... environmental movements that have had conferences and rushed around all over the world and never planted a single tree. At some point, I needed to see something grow. I needed to feel that I was on the right side. And I've been a gardener for years, and that consists of making things grow in places where they don't want to be. Suddenly in the rainforest, I realized that if I could find out what should be there and reintroduce it, or strengthen its representation among the plants already there, that it would start doing it for me, which is exactly what happened. The forest just took off. And I now realize that the forest is calling the shots.
Mm.
Now, that sounds a bit crazy, but if you remember Lynn Margolis, and I won't be very surprised if you don't.
I don't.
Her argument was that the world came from its primordial slime, its primordial organism, the algae that covered it, and they cooperated and they diversified and they built into complex organisms. And there are people who believe in Gaia and all that sort of thing. I don't think we have to make it into a kind of mysticism or a fake mythology. But you do realize when you're working in a forest that everything is linked to everything else.
Can I just say how odd it is to be speaking with Germaine Greer about slime molds? I mean, you are best associated with your groundbreaking book, The Female Eunuch, and feminist activism since the mid-60s. Do you feel like instead of becoming more internationalist, you've kind of settled into Queensland? Am I incorrect in kind of characterizing your life that way, your activism that way these days?
Well, I'm old. I'm allowed. I'm allowed to dig my little burrow and get in. But in fact, our next big challenge is to find more rainforest. I'm very interested in trying to find some land in New Caledonia, for example, that we can restore and protect. Because even a small area, my property in Queensland is only 150 acres. But 50 acres in New Caledonia, where we could keep the extraordinary variety of Gondwanan species alive, would be an insurance against losing them in the future.
Germaine Greer, great to meet you. Thanks so much for the interview. Really appreciate it.
It was a huge pleasure. Thank you.
Germaine Greer's latest book is called White Beach, The Rainforest Years. You can read the book's prologue at PRI.org.